Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel launched the 13th annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, along with a Naughty and Nice list. The campaign is designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that Christmas and the real reason for the season is not censored in the public square. And the Naughty and Nice list is to allow you, the shopper, the consumer, to make your voice known during this Christmas shopping season, to patronize those stores that acknowledge Christmas, and to not patronize those stores and let them know why that do not acknowledge Christmas. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, the Naughty and Nice list is something that has been in the retail market that we have focused on for a number of years as part of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, and it's available at lc.org. I encourage people to take a look at it because you can make a difference by how you exercise your shopping dollars this Christmas season.
Well, the retailers list, Matt, applauds retailers who acknowledge the reason for the season, which is Jesus Christ. This is Christmas, after all, and it exposes those who don't. And I know every year I've been struck by how the naughty list continues to shrink and the nice list continues to grow. And every year it seems somebody who was on the naughty list moves over to the nice list, and it's because of you, the listeners, Matt, it's because of those listening right now who have gone into some of these retailers and said specific, not just refused to shop at those retailers for Christmas, but gone in and said, I'm not going to shop here, and I just wanted you to know why, to talk to management, to let people know that in as long as they just gloss over the reason for the season and try to take advantage of Christmas in order to, increase their pocketbook, that they're not going to be shopping there. So we have seen a rapid growth in the nice list, and that is very encouraging.
Well, in fact, I think that's very important that you need to not just cease patronizing a particular store that does not acknowledge Christmas while profiting off of Christmas, because they're not going to know why that you didn't shop there and that you shopped at their competitor instead. You need to let that particular store know, I'm not shopping at your store ever, or I'm not shopping at your store during this Christmas season. I'm going to buy my Christmas gifts at this other competitor. And the reason I'm doing that is, for example, Radio Shack is one that I think comes to mind. It's always been on the naughty list, and it's still on the naughty list this time. And in fact, Radio Shack is stuck there on that naughty list. I don't know if they're ever going to be moving over, but I can tell you what, once I found out that Radio Shack was on the naughty list a number of years ago, I've not shopped at Radio Shack since then. I've not bought a single thing there, let alone during Christmas. And we need to let them know why, because there's other alternatives to Radio Shack. You can go to Best Buy or other electronics places, which are on the nice list. Tell them why, and many of these have moved. Here's one good example, A.C. Moore Arts and Crafts. They are on the nice list. Last year, they had 64 mentions of Christmas on their website. This year, they have over 290 as of the time that we looked at this. For example, they had last year a Mary Mason jars. Now, this year, they have named them two Christmas Mason jars. Now, why did they do that? Because they've heard from people like yourself. Not only tell people at these stores why you will not patronize them, but tell them why you are patronizing them. And in fact, on our Naughty and Nice list, Matt, we have contacts. You can either go to their website and make a direct contact through email. There's hot links there. Or there's, for example, for Barnes & Noble, there is a telephone number you can call. For Bed Bath and Bed and Body Works, there's contact information. For all these, there's contact information for you to say thank you or to also say no thank you.
Well, it's always nice to list examples of people and companies and corporations who have decided to change. And some good news, A.C. Moore went from just 64 mentions of Christmas on its website last year to over 290 mentions this year. And, you know, they got rid of the generic term holiday. And have started using Christmas. And, you know, one that caught me by surprise was TJ Maxx, Matt. They're on the naughty list because all they use is this generic holiday term. They refuse to use Christmas, don't use any references to Christ or the Bible or anything, the reason for the season. And so, again, people can go to lc.org and get a copy, a PDF copy. You can print it out, you can email it, you can forward it to your friends of the naughty and nice list, and use that to gauge your shopping, where you're going to shop for Christmas this season.
Here's the great thing. I can just, in a short period of time, read to you the ones that are on the naughty list. I can't do that for the nice list, and this wasn't the case a number of years ago. These are on the naughty list, and frankly, all of these, as I'm looking at them, have been on the naughty list for years, so they're stuck in the mud, and they just don't seem to want to move. These are American Eagle Outfitters, always been on the naughty list. Dick's Sporting Goods, Gap Inc., J. Crew Outfitters, Old Navy, Radio Shack, The Limited, TJ Maxx. That's it. And those have been on the naughty list from day one, and they have not moved. I don't know whether they ever will move, but you can certainly let them know. And maybe they will move. I can tell you that that list used to be very long, and now it has changed drastically. In fact, I was just in stores just this past weekend, and Christmas decorations are out, and there's lots of information, lots of recognition of the real reason for the season out there.
Well, whereas the nice list is getting longer and longer every year, A.C. Moore Arts and Crafts on the nice list, Barnes & Noble, Bath & Body Works, Belk, Best Buy, Bronner's, Christmas Wonderland, ChristmasPlace.com, CVS Pharmacy, Dillard's, Hallmark, Hobby Lobby, and on it goes, Matt. And again, people can go to lc.org to get the complete naughty and nice list. I highly encourage you to do that. I know that me and my family will be using this list for all of our shopping needs this year.
Now, here's one. Kohl's. Kohl's is on the nice list. They used to be on the naughty list. Many of these others used to be, even a Walmart used to be on the naughty list. Sears used to be on the naughty list. And they have, long time ago, moved over to the nice list. They're clearly there. Walgreens and CVS used to have one on one list and one on the other list. And now they're both on the nice list. They moved over. Walmart, for example, now has 326,355 uses of the word Christmas in the products in its advertisement. I mean, so that has been a huge change. Walmart, some years ago, when we first started this, I mean, many years ago, they wouldn't allow their cashiers to return a greeting of Merry Christmas when they were greeted by the customer Merry Christmas. And they have completely changed. So you're voice can and has made a difference.
Well, these retailers need to understand that by kowtowing to the secularist bullies, kowtowing to the dictates of political correctness in order to try to kind of push inclusivity and multiculturalism and cultural diversity and so forth, they're only hurting their bottom line, because by trying not to make anybody mad, they're making the vast majority of people mad by ignoring Christmas, by secularizing Christmas, which is something that there's plenty of without these retailers engaging in this secularist ideology.
Now, this particular naughty and nice list focuses only on Christmas, not on other moral issues, so you have to do other screening as well. But this is just on Christmas. But I can tell you what, there has been a huge sea change. Had we not started this and others then joined in, I'm sure that we would have a very difficult time finding the word Christmas anywhere today. But now it's everywhere, and it's because you have made a difference. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Download the naughty and nice list, lc.org, and use it during your shopping during this Christmas season and make a difference. We can't give up. We have to continue to give good, positive information when we hear good songs, see good advertisements, and also we need to give the other kinds of complaints, if you will. And that has made a difference, and you can make a difference now. You can also download some of our other information about nativity scenes in public places on city council, county, government property, also the singing of Christmas carols in the public schools, and much more at Liberty Council's website as part of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. This year, make a difference and make sure that the real reason for the season is not censored, that the real reason, Jesus and the birth of our Lord, still remains the center of what we are celebrating, not only in the retail or the public market, but also in your homes and certainly in your hearts. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.